It's Dan Moriarty and Derek Deese, Double D, on Sundays here on Fox Sports Radio. We've decided today that from now on, we are the new religion of Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Therefore, we are tax-deductible. My bank account's happier already. This segment of the show is being brought to you by Right Brand Bacon. Right Brand Bacon is everything you like about bacon, only bigger. Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. And find out more about it at biggerbetterbacon.com. That's a tongue twister, D, sir.
I'm listening.
That's a tongue twister.
Tongue twister.
Tongue twister. Bigger, better bacon. Okay. The name of the book is Necessary Roughness, New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life. It's a book about how women can learn from football. Women always say, a lot of women say, I don't like football. And D, sir, as a guy who played the game, you've heard it before. At the same time, there are things about football that women can enjoy.
Yeah, there's a little bit that they can enjoy. Like, they like the guys in the tight pants.
That helps.
Yeah, that's about it. They like, if they can meet one, they'd like to spend the guy's money.
That's true. But there's more to it than that. Joining us now to talk about her new book, Necessary Roughness, New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life, is Mimi Donaldson. She's a motivational speaker. She says books before Bless Your Stress. She's done a few different books, in fact. Bless Your Stress is one of them. She also did, what was her other book? Oh, Negotiating for Dummies, which is probably a book that she wrote about you and I. But she's with us now on this book. Mimi Donaldson, welcome to Fox Sports Radio. Many women before have talked about, more women should like football, and they come at it from a different angle than you did. Your angle is really eye-opening because it's going at something for women as far as life.
Yes. I know there are more football girls out there than ever before, but my secret agenda is I want more women to watch football with. And I think that the ways that they have used to get ahead, businesses are opening twice the rate of men. I mean, women are achieving, but I think those lessons they've used are on the football field and can inspire them to do even better.
Yeah, you know, Mimi, but when you look at it, I mean, everybody talks about women, and even when I played, they were talking about women learning football 101 is kind of how they put it.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, looking at your book, you know, I look at your book, and I see some of the ideas that you've written about. What is the one thing that if you could say, hey, look, I need you, if you want to understand this book, look at this page and see and tell me what it is.
Wow, what an interesting thought. I just got the first shipment of books, and I've got everything sort of post-it noted and stuff. But the one page, gosh, I would think the back cover, I tried to summarize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of the best sort of to get people interested in the book. And it used to be called Punt, Pass, or Power Through. And people were asking me to speak because the economy went bad. And they would say, do you have any tactics for tough times? And I would say, yeah, use some necessary roughness, because life is a contact sport. Don't be afraid of confrontation. I use you, Derek, the offensive lineman. I say, there's 11 guys on one side of the line of scrimmage. There's another 11 guys on the other side. They are eyeball to eyeball. See, women usually aren't eyeball to eyeball saying, I'm going there. And the other team says, no, you're not. To me, that's fascinating, that confrontation, that split-second decision-making, the strategy, the reading the other team's intention. This is all stuff that you use in business, but out on the field, it's rough, it's tough, it's dirty, it's getting your knuckles in the dirt, it's standing your ground. I want women tough.
Well, Mimi, you know, I like how you describe the game. I mean, obviously, you seem to know it, you understand it, and you seem to like it. That's scary, by the way. It's just a little bit scary. But
that's the reason for the book.
But the one thing I do want to know is, you know, you write a book on football.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
you know,
not really about football.
Well, it's semi. It has relations to it. So let's just say
you can learn lessons from the gridiron.
Let's say in order to get to the last page, and once I get to the last page, I'm going to score a touchdown. So in order, when I score a touchdown, obviously, you got to know how to celebrate. That means you have to know how to dance.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how to dance?
You have heard stories from Dan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a great dancer. No, I mean, that's one of the things I'm known for. But I was going to be a Broadway star. I was a drama major in college. I sang, danced, and acted. We call it a triple threat. I think in football, a triple threat is kind of different than singing and acting and dancing. But I just think that football is the ultimate team sport. And I'm an old HR person. This book practically wrote itself. Every time I watch a game of football, all I see is lessons in leadership and team and courage and 100% effort. And that's called motivation. That's what you want people to do. I mean, you guys are like managers in Fortune 500 companies to me.
Joining us here on Double D on Fox Sports Radio, Mimi Donaldson. The new book out is Necessary Roughness, The New Rules for the Contact Sport of Life. Okay, if you want women to be fans of the sport, of course they're not going to be like male fans. They're not supposed to be. But there's something about them, as we're learning here, Mimi, about what women can learn from it as far as football and negotiation and toughness.
Mm, what, and about men, too. What, see, women and men have always... I do a lot of gender differences, communication stuff, and people laugh, and it's just very confusing. The other sex is very confusing. And a lot of the lessons I tell women about, here's what you got to know about men, I've learned from football. Because men are very obsessed with the clock in football. Clock management is very important. 2 minutes can be a long time. You see miracles done in 2 minutes. And what I want women to know is that when men ask you a question that you are offended by, like, how long will this take? Don't be offended. They really want to know, how much energy do I need to allot to this activity so I won't run out? It's not that they don't want to do it. See, women go, and they take offense at things. And I'm saying that I don't think men mean it. Well, I know men don't mean it to slight you. It's not that they don't want to do your activity. They want to know how much energy they need because they allot energy to an activity. And women are different. We have no idea where our energy comes from. We don't think about it.
Mimi, how can they find the book?
Oh, first of all, it's on my website now, mimidonaldson.com. In a couple of weeks, it'll be on Amazon and BNN.com. And then in a couple of more weeks, it'll be in all the major bookstores. But it takes a while. I didn't know that.
Hey, you know I went to USC, so does it come in audio?
Oh, baby, my nephew is a Trojan.
Necessary Roughness.
It will be on audio. I'm a listener.
That's
too.
What I'm talking
New
about.
New rules for the contact sport of life. I've begun reading this book. It's both poignant and hilarious. And so is Mimi Donaldson. Mimi, thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times.
Thank you.
Great job in the book.
Have fun, guys.
Take care.
Take care.
She understands me.
She understands you.
That's scary. That's really scary.
It makes me nervous also. She understands you. Blows me away. When we come back, why coach Bobby Petrino of the Arkansas Razorbacks is the wrong guy, I repeat, the wrong guy to get someone fired. Bobby Petrino, are you loyal? Ugh, disgusting. Get a life, Bobby. Keep it locked right here. Dan and Derek roll on.